Another case that was just announced, the Supreme Court affirmed Maryland parents' right to opt their children out of mandatory curriculum that violates their religious beliefs. This was a long, drawn-out battle. The litigants included Muslim, Catholic, and Orthodox parents who objected to the school's sex and gender curricula. This is all coming out of Montgomery County. There has been so much controversy in Montgomery County public schools in trying to cram down the throats of parents this whole notion of this educational realm around LGBTQ issues. And the school had begun to implement, just as a reminder, storybook lessons back in 2022, not as part of its sex education curricula, but part of its English language curricula. In the sex education curricula, the parents had the right to opt their children out. Well, Montgomery County didn't want to allow the parents to opt out as it relates to LGBTQ storybook lessons that discuss same-sex marriage, gender dysphoria, sexually explicit themes, and stuff like that. In fact, in congressional hearings, you had members of Congress actually reading passages out of these books, and it was like pretty incredible, quite frankly, to third graders and second graders and the like. So Montgomery County thought they were going to be cute, and they didn't put it in the sex education curriculum bulletin. They put it in the English language arts curricula. So parents were not allowed to opt their children out of the curriculum, ultimately. Actually, at first, Montgomery County did, and then they reversed and said, no, we're not going to let you do that. You really can't make this up. I mean, you know, so the parents, I think they were really smart in the strategy that they deployed. They didn't ask the court to remove this content altogether. They just asked for the right to exercise on behalf of their children to be able to opt out of it. Because remember, this school district made it mandatory. They made it mandatory. And, you know, typically when you've had instruction on human sexuality in the school, the parent, it was always set up where the parents, the rights were reserved for them to opt out of these. But, you know, Montgomery wanted to go a step further. They were convinced that they were going to be able to pull this off and they were going to win. You know, and so they moved it into the English curricula, and that's where this case lied, and that's how it started, and now it's made its way through, and the court has ruled no. The parents have the right to opt out of this. The school system still says that mandatory instruction in such LGBTQ themes is critical for educating children in a diverse society. It's interesting because they spend little or no time educating on any other issues that are presented in a diverse society each and every day. Of the multitude of religions that, for example, exist within a public school each and every day, the faith, the culture, or little or no time. But the LGBTQ issue, for whatever reason, has been the battle cry for public schools that they were going to draw the line and cram, as one person who was quoted in a number of articles saying, cramming down controversial gender ideology on three-year-olds without their parents' permission is an affront to our nation's traditions, parental rights, and basic human decency. The court must make clear that parents, not the state, should be the ones deciding how and when to introduce their children to sensitive issues about gender and sexuality. It's common sense, right? Why should the ideology of a principal or the ideology of a teacher dictate at what point in time that they would expose these materials to children. And children mature at different rates, right? Who better than the parent to judge the maturity of the children and whether or not they feel like they can handle that information or not? To what end here? It's just kind of interesting that this was the hill that they wanted to die on these particular issues. And they felt so strongly about it. Montgomery County actually spent more than $1 million in legal fees to defend their right to cram this stuff down third graders and other grades on these issues. And a lot of this material is incredibly explicit, right? There's a move afoot across this country right now to restrict access to porn sites on the internet. But we have a whole different thing going on in the school system where they're actually reading porn to kids that are not in the appropriate grade level to hear any of this stuff. But, you know, this, as I said before, this is the hill that we're going to die on for whatever reason. There's a big asterisk exception when it comes to LGBTQ issues and the erosion of parental rights and them being able to determine what's in the best interest of their kids at certain grade levels or not. Kind of ridiculous, quite frankly. And as you know, I am moderate on this issue. You're happy, I'm happy. Just don't cram it down other people's throats. They don't have to be educated on every little nuance of relationships and how it works in the LGBTQ community. If that's where you find yourself, you're happy, I'm happy for you, as long as you're happy. But don't go trampling on everybody else's rights and deciding for them when their children should be exposed to this materials, when it should be decided to spend time talking about society at large, the diversity of society, things of that nature. That's something that happens at the kitchen table of families. Now, I recognize that in this country, we have a real big problem with the familial unit, right? It's why we suffer on so many different social issues in this country. But the appropriate path is not, we're going to overcome that, we're going to cram it down everybody's throat and not give parents the ability to opt out. Very one-dimensional thinking. I mean, it's just kind of confusing to me that this is the path that we want to go down.